Christmas time is here again. The season's full of cheer again. I should be merry, but I'm blue. Doesn't seem like Christmas without you. Snow is coming down again, and Santa's back in town again. But gifts should be exchanged by two. Doesn't seem like Christmas without you.
All right, it's Dave Plyer in for Bob Cerrato on this beautiful Thanksgiving morning here on 720 WGN. Wayne Messmer is a national treasure. Well, at least that's what Wayne told me to say, and he truly is.
Say it again.
He's got a new Christmas album out called Doesn't Seem Like Christmas Without You, and Chicago's own Wayne Messmer joins us on the Team Hotbird phone line. How are you, my friend?
Doing great, great. Happy Thanksgiving to all y'all in Radioland and you, David. Yeah, that is an amazing song. I think whose time has come. You know, it's. We're in this, you know, challenging time to say the least. You know, and come Christmas, there's going to be a lot of long faces and people who can't make it to the, you know, huddle around a tree and open the gifts and all of that. And, you know, this song, while it's melancholy, but its time has come. I use the phrase a lot, to plant good seeds, mm-hmm. because you never know when they're going to, finally erupt. Well, this was written in the early 1960s and written by a dear friend that you know as well, Joy Smith,
yeah.
who was a longtime piano bar entertainer and singer, composer, wrote over 300 songs and 3 musicals. And she gave me a copy of this song a few years ago. And this year we were talking, and she's now retired down in Florida. She said, I'd love for you to record this song. Mm. No one had ever recorded it. And because it just seems like it's right
yeah.
now. It doesn't seem like Christmas without you.
Yeah, and Joy's such a big part of this album. And you're right. The last time I had the pleasure of hearing Joy play the piano was with you and your wife at the piano bar a few years back at Mars Resort on Lake Como. And,
right.
you know, singing around the bar and having an old fashioned. But her history in Chicago, you said, entertaining audiences is legendary, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. She was one of the hot numbers on Rush Street back in the day. So probably around the time that this song was written, you know, she was one of the stars, and that was a different time. This song just hit me so much, and recording this during this pandemic was quite a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a full orchestra arrangement by a wonderful Chicago musician, Bobby Schiff. And so we brought no more than 4 musicians in the studio at any time, and I wound up doing 7 studio sessions, and then putting the puzzle together. And I love the way it turned out.
Very nice. I know we bumped in with the title track. What other songs do you have featured on the album? Tell folks, Wayne.
Well, there's actually a couple more Joy's songs. One is called I Fell in Love with You, which is a sweetheart of a song that we used to do together. And another one, Let Me Take My Time. And they all have these wonderful stories that go with them. You know, I say, well, what about this song? Well, I wrote that October 11th of 1963. Okay. I had a boyfriend who was, kind of more interested in me than I was in him, so I wrote this song, Let Me Take My Time. Just delightful stuff. But the Christmas song, Doesn't Seem Like Christmas Without You, is released as a single. And, that's Apple Music and Amazon and Spotify and, iTunes, all that other stuff. But I just want people to kind of listen to that as it's... It really hits the mark, I think. It captures the spirit and the emotion of Christmas.
Well, I was going to say, you really spent time, picking the right songs for this album. I mean, this isn't just, the traditional songs, you dug a little deep and found some things that resonate with what's, you know, going on in our world right now.
Well, I'm always trying to prove that I know more than one song.
Right. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
And I swear I thought turkeys could fly, too.
There you go.
I've done a lot of things I'm trying to prove.
Very good. Very good. And, again, where can folks pick up the new stuff? Because it's really great. And, again, love that you put this together at this time, because we need some holiday cheer and just some good music this holiday season.
I will agree with all of that. Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, the usual places. But you look for Doesn't Seem Like Christmas Without You. And I hope that everyone who listens to it enjoys as much as I did putting it together, because it was, as I said, a true labor of love.
Beautiful, beautiful. Again, the new album is called Doesn't Seem Like Christmas Without You. Thanks again, buddy, for spending a little time with us this morning, and a happy Thanksgiving to you and Kathleen.
And to you as well.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
All right, top stories are next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on 720 WGN.